Good evening. So it's Christmas time, and I'm so excited. I'm very happy that we can spend some time together and do all the cozy and all the Christmassy things. Okay? So first, we'll begin with this super soft and plush blanket. So it's, I would say, luxurious texture. It has this soft side, and then it also has this Sherpa side. Both are very good quality and warm and feel great against your skin. Which one? Sherpa down. Okay. So let me just gently wrap you in it. And you can just feel it like it's a big hug. Something soft and plush surrounding you and warming you up, creating a layer around you. Okay, let me just tuck in around your legs here. Okay. There you go. Okay, so now that we are getting relaxing, let's do some candles. And I've been enjoying this candle. This is my second one. And it's Forest Fir. You can see right here. It's a beautiful scent. I love this sort of deep green shade. And yes, I have very long nails today, just for you. I know sometimes you like these things. To be honest, I like them too. I cannot do this all day long with these nails. But for you, I can do anything, okay? So let's start it. It's quite a very much a fir scent, kind of this a little bit Christmassy, a little bit of woodsy tones to it. It's not overpowering, and I've noticed it doesn't give me headaches, which is nice. Okay. So kind of place it right here, and it's going to be creating a scent of Christmas for us. So this is another darling little candle that I wanted to show you. I am so surprised by how sweet and cute this is. I've never seen this before, but I love this effect. Kind of physics working here. So the warmth of the candle is propelling the carousel at the top and making these little brushes deer kind of hop around and move around. It just takes a delight, and it has beautiful little decorations on the bottom as well. Honestly, when it's just standing on the table, it really does create this kind of magical Christmassy / New Year's Eve vibe. And okay, so let's do some beautifying things. So I have a few different masks for us to today. And I figured you can just pick the ones you wish. So we have some Christmas inspired ones. Let's see. So we have hydrating facial mask. So just moisturizing. Interested in trying this one, which is Chill with Santa. And this one will have a little bit of peppermint in it, so we'll have a little bit of ticklish, tickling, prickly feeling, which could be refreshing. Then we have a nourishing mask. It says it's milk infused, which could be interesting sensation, like moisturizing. Some Santa. Then we have treat one with cocoa infused. And this one will be, I think, a little bit more energizing because of the cocoa effect. But you know, it helps to detoxify and sort of clear the look of the skin. Maybe helps with complexion a bit. So we have this detox with charcoal. And it just sort of purges the pores and helps to cleanse and deeply cleanse your skin. And we have this glow with vitamin C. This one's great. Again, also to restore your complexion. Vitamin C helps to resurface. So which one would you think? I personally am interested in this glow. And I think the milk one with Mrs. Santa. Hope you're enjoying the sounds of the fireplace too. Okay, here's our mask. Nice and hydrating. Okay. Kind of pressing it into your skin a bit to help it come closer, to help it absorb a little bit more. It is very deeply moisturizing and nourishing. We know milk contains a lot of proteins that create a more soothing complexion. Okay, just put some in. Towel, but we can use it to remove leftover products from our hands. Mm-hmm. How does it feel so far? Okay, looks good. Doesn't feel like it's irritating or anything, right? know what? Let me clip your hair back a bit. If this is a little cutesy. Pump on the hair clips. I meant to do that and forgot. Same thing, isn't it? Cute little pompons. Okay, let me do this side. Okay. Good. Just the red dabs. It does feel like cookie dough. I love it. Okay, let me see. Well, while you're relaxing, with your mask on, I wanted to try something with snow. I got us some water. Snow. I've never tried that before. Okay, so I don't need a lot. So let's just do a little experiment together. Feels like a slushy. I'll try adding more. Oh wow, okay. Totally turned into wet snow. So you know where I am right now, there is no snow, but there's quite a lot of snow in the rest of the world. But it's kind of nice to find something that represents of Christmas when the snow is on the ground. Okay, this is very exciting. So it said you can add more. It really feels like snow. That's very exciting. Let me get some out. Kind of exciting. My texture does not feel like snow. It really does feel like a version of Jell-O, or there's lines like this. Really form any shapes very well. but it's certainly exciting. Okay, let me go wash my hands. I'll be right back. And I'll probably take off your mask. Okay. So I'm back. Let's take a look at your skin under the mask, okay? You're done with it. You fold it in half like this. Cover up a couple of the openings, and then you place it like this on your neck. And then you can even go lower, flip it, and later do it on your chest. So this way you get to use your mask a few times, because it still has a lot of its potency inside of it. So this way you get to use it a few times. Okay, let me just kind of down your face a bit. Sometimes some leftover can be a bit sticky. There's that beautiful face. So I like to put some lotion on since I wash my hands. And I got us this very fancy Christmas bouquet lotion. First of all, how adorable is the packaging? Kind of very cute design with flowers. Not necessarily Christmas. Tea. around Christmas time, I like to change up my teas into their Christmassy themed ones, obviously. So these are my two favorites. I love this Grandma's Caramel Apple Tea. And it's a rooibos tea with apple, cinnamon, star anise, almond, and caramel natural flavors. Beautiful scent. Okay. And the second favorite, which this one is actually number one favorite, because you can tell it's almost gone. It's Sugar Plum Herbal Dense Sweet Juicy Cranberry, Rosehip, Kiwi, Coconut, Cherry, Hibiscus Petal, Cinnamon, Apple, and Pink Sugar Pearls. Isn't that amazing? I actually had it steeping for us, so it's been waiting for you to have some. And that's this gorgeous, beautiful tea. It is herbal, so it's perfect for evening adventure right now. To get a whiff. So I have my gorgeous Santa cup that I'm gifting you today. Here you go. Here it is, nice warm tea. Tingling. I hope you're feeling festive too. I love this tea. No sugar needed. All the flavor explosion. So since we're having some tea, it's time for candies. So I've got this one. Actually, my neighbor gifted it to me yesterday, and it was such a nice, beautiful gift, so I wanted to share it with you. So this is a nutcracker container. It is so festive. And inside are chocolate truffles. Beautiful, isn't it? Have you ever seen Nutcracker itself? Like a cartoon or movie? Or opera? Or ballet? Or orchestra? So I've been to an orchestra performance. Nutcracker, and I've seen a Russian version of a cartoon, and I loved it when I was little. Definitely should rewatch some of it too. I love this container so much. His teeth are just magnificent. Inside. Inside are chocolate truffles. I remember when I was little, when we didn't have too many decorations for Christmas, we used to use wrappers from candies like this. We would eat the candy and then rewrap the wrap again, make it puffy like as if it's full, then tie a little thread on it and hang it on a tree, and it would be sort of like an ornament. Sweet memories. Gorgeous chocolate truffle. I'll take a bite. And then I'll finish it. Beautiful. And so delicious. Okay. These candies were so tasty, weren't they? Did you like them? Okay. So I have another thing that reminds me of this time of the year. And it's these oranges. Mandarins, specifically. And not just any mandarins, but this Sumatra, so the ones that are soft. The skin is very soft, but it's not because it's bad, it's because it's great. Okay, so I'm going to peel one for you. Our whole house is now going to smell. Let me clean that up. I know some people like these little pieces, little membranes cleaned off. And it does make it seem more appealing. So, how are you feeling today? Any news? Good or bad? It is what it is. That's okay, just part of life. Tomorrow's a new day. Well, holding our head high, just moving towards tomorrow. And if it's a good time, happy occasions and good news, and congratulations. Today was a great day. I have been coming to a realization that right now my life is the happiest, most likely time. I don't know what my future holds, but right now the family, how everything is set up in my life, more regulated. It is the perfect time to just absorb and enjoy yourself. And then, you know, things will change and shift. But right now, life is pretty awesome. Okay, so here's your beautifully peeled mandarin. You can have the rest, okay? Delicious. Can you smell it? Okay, so while you're enjoying your refreshments, let me take your hair clips out. Forgot about them. I wanted to show you something. So I remember you and a few others asked, "How's it going with my stocking making from last year?" So I started this journey not knowing just how long it might take of making this custom stocking that you make from absolute scratch. And I have picked this design specifically. I love the frosting. I love the bag with the toys, the gifts, the mistletoe, gold Santa, the dream. And I really wanted to make it for my daughter. So I started last year around November, and it took me 2 months. And I did not finish it. And I did it every single day, a few hours every day. And I didn't finish it. So this year, I've been doing it for about a week and a half, and I'm not done. So this is where it is right now. This is what it looks like. I'm really trying my best. Make it just like the picture. You can see a lot of beadwork, a lot of pieces that have to come together that look simple, but oh my gosh, it's so many details, you don't even realize it. So right now I'm making this little bear, just finishing it up. That's going to go right here, like that. So each piece you're supposed to make first, and then you attach it. So that's been something I do in my free time now. But I love it, and I just hope that my daughter is going to appreciate it one day. I just hope she will keep it with her forever. Have you ever done anything like this? It's quite a commitment. This is the back of it. Yeah. It is quite a commitment, but also it's one of those things that just you must do it. If you have a vision for it, you must do it. It kind of warms your heart. Okay, so wait. Perfect time for us to read a little bit of book while you're enjoying your refreshments. I can help you relax and enjoy a night even more. So I picked up this book at my local library. It's Home Alone 2. I know there's so many different books for Christmas, but I was very interested in this one, so we're going to read it. Okay, at least some of it. I might skip a few pages. And you are welcome to just relax. You can close your eyes. Enjoy your snacks here. Cuddle up in the blanket a bit more. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. 'Twas 3 nights before Christmas, and the McAllister family was getting ready for their vacation to Florida. Everyone was busy packing. Everyone except for Kevin, who didn't want to go. "Why do we have to go to Florida for Christmas?" Kevin asked. "They have palm trees instead of Christmas trees there. I wish I could go on with my own vacation alone," Kevin shouted. "I'd have the best time of my life," but nobody listened. To blow his nose, so he borrowed his dad's bag and stopped to look for a tissue. His family rushed on ahead. "Wait up," Kevin yelled and ran after them. He thought he could see his dad's coat in the crowd. He finally caught up to his dad and boarded the plane at the very last minute. When the plane finally landed, Kevin looked out the window. He saw very tall buildings, lots of snow. It didn't look like Florida at all. When Kevin got off the plane, his family was nowhere to be seen. "Where am I?" "New York City." He went on to an adventure. He got into a fancy hotel because he still had his dad's wallet. There was no one to tell him what to do. Kevin watched lots of TV and ate lots of food from room service. Visit the biggest Christmas tree in the city, then someone tapped him on the shoulder. "Mm-mm." Kevin turned around and screamed. It was Harry and Marv, the burglars who tried to rob his house last Christmas Eve, when he was home alone. Here he was alone again. He found out that they wanted to rob a toy store, so he had to stop the burglars from robbing it. At an abandoned house nearby, he made a plan. Operation Ho Ho Ho. Poured glue on the floor, tied paint cans to ropes, lined up bags of flour, scattered tools in the hallway, painted stairs with grease. He went back to the toy store. They were already there, stuffing money into a bag. "Hey, follow me. I'll call the cops." He took them into the house. They stumbled into all of his traps. It was almost midnight, which meant that it was almost Christmas. Kevin went to look at the biggest Christmas tree in New York City. He missed his family. It turned out that going on vacation alone wasn't much fun at all. Then he heard a familiar voice. Kevin? He turned around and there was his mom. She knew better, Kevin better than anyone. She remembered how much he loved Christmas trees, so she knew exactly where to find him. His whole family was waiting back at the hotel. I miss Joel so much, Kevin said. Beautiful pigeon lady that helped him escape the bad guys. All was peaceful until his dad yelled so loudly that Kevin could hear him from the park. Kevin, you spent $967 on room service. The end. Beautiful, beautiful story. We all, most of us know it. Okay. So now, we're all done and ready to relax. Are you going to make wishes for this year, during Christmas time, maybe New Year's? What would you wish? I have my wishes, yes. Every year around New Year's time, I do write my wishes. For Christmas this year, I honestly don't really want any gifts. I just want to be with family. So the trip to see the family is basically the Christmas gift. The best one you can get. What would you? Also, do you have anything on your bucket list that you would like to accomplish this year? Maybe start looking and planning for it. I certainly have a couple things that I'm thinking about, so we'll see. Either way, thanks so much for being here with me another Christmas. It's been 12 years. Almost 13 years, and I'm still here, and you are here too, and I appreciate that. Very happy to see you all the time. As much as this might not seem like a relationship, it really is. And when I speak to you, I speak to the kindness, to this heart that I see coming from you, and that is who I'm speaking to. So thank you for being here. I'll see you soon again.